Carr with the ball, 7:10 remaining. He leaves it for Oturu. And now to Demir and in the corner to Williams. Oturu against Hera one-on-one in the post near side. Oturu bullies his way in and rattles that one up and in. Pretty easy for Oturu as he got the one-on-one matchup with Hera. Hera's held his own so far today, but Oturu, one of the best big men in the country. Seth Lundy dribbling all the way around the key from the far side to the near side. Now Jamari Wheeler on the handoff works into the paint. He leaves it for Stevens. Stevens, two-handed slam. How about that from Lamar? 26 points on the afternoon. It's 69-61. Penn State leads with 6.5 minutes left. Jamari Wheeler is pumping the crowd up. A clutch basket as Minnesota had pulled back within six, as tight as it's been since very early on in this game, definitely back towards the first half. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. Oturu, the 18-footer, he nails it from the wing. A tough mid-range bucket for the big man.
Well, just a good shot there from Oturu, but you notice on that possession there, we saw the Wheeler-Hera double team on Carr again, and he had to kick it back out. We see more of that. Carr's going to have a tough time getting up the buckets that he's been getting in the second half.
6-point game, 6 minutes left. Isaiah Brockington with the ball for Penn State. Oturu and Stevens both with 26 now. The Stevens pass tipped away by Kalsher. It'll stay with the Nittany Lions with 13 seconds left on the shot clock. Lamar Stevens, an emphatic slam on Penn State's last possession, but a very seasoned response from Oturu with the tough mid-range bucket back the other way to keep this as a two-score game. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Stevens at the top of the key. Stevens against Demir. Gets Demir off of the ground, pulls up, and off the back iron, high in the air, and ends up falling to Marcus Carr. Carr up the floor. Great bounce pass to Demir, and Demir slams it in. 4-point game as the Gophers continue to work back into this one. Brockington, far side wing with the ball, 5:20 to go. Now working into the lane, Williams stops him, has to kick it back out to Wheeler. Wheeler just going to reset the offense. 5:10 left to go in the half. Wheeler driving to the bucket, Jamari finishes. Wheeler 2-for-2 on the afternoon with 5 points. And a big layup there. Penn State up by 6 with 5 minutes to go. Crowd getting up on its feet.
It might not appear on the stat sheet, but you know how much of an impact Jamari Wheeler has on this team.
Kalsher with the three. It looked like his toe might have been on the line. They're definitely going to look at that one. Excuse me, it's going to be a timeout from Minnesota, I believe. 71-68. This game is a one-score game all of a sudden with 4:47 left to play. We're going to take a quick break. But don't go anywhere. This one's getting interesting here at the Bryce Jordan Center. Number 22 Penn State trying to hold on against Minnesota. We'll be right back with more Penn State basketball here on Com Radio. Quick 30-second timeout by Minnesota as we get back into the action. 4:30 remaining. Stevens working in the low block against Oturu. He gets swatted away, and Stevens is going to be called for a foul as Oturu and him fought for the rebound. Stevens does not like the call. It's only his second personal, but Minnesota trailing just by 3 points after they were losing by as much as 19 9 minutes ago. Oturu will shoot free throws as Minnesota in the 1-1 bonus. Jones Jr. will check back in for Jamari Wheeler. The Gophers have just been red hot from the field in this second half. 46 points already. 17 of 26 from the field, 7 of 10 from three-point range. Oturu short on the first free throw, though. Jones Jr. with the ball, 4:20 remaining, working against Carr. Along the We Are logo on the near side of the court. John Hara now at the top of the key. Fakes the handoff to Dredd, leaves it for Stevens. Stevens, nice move, gets to the rim, count the basket, and one for Lamar Stevens. He's going to go to the line for the chance to put Penn State back up by 6. He has 28 points on the evening.
And sometimes, just in these late game situations, the game plan for Penn State is just get the ball in Lamar Stevens' hands, because usually when it is, some kind of magic happens, finds the open lane there, gets the floater and the call. Just excellent basketball from Lamar Stevens.
28 points on 10 for 20 from the field. 2 for 4 from 3, 6 for 7 from the line for the senior. Wheeler checking back in for Brockington. Stevens rattles home the free throw. One more bucket for him, and he'll have a new career high in front of this sellout crowd. 74-68, 4 minutes left to play. Marcus Carr with 18 second-half points working against Jamari Wheeler. He's doubled up by Wheeler and Stevens now. Passes it out to Williams. Williams on the far side around the elbow. Has to leave it for Oturu. Oturu on Dredd, a mismatch. Oturu driving it in as Patino demands him to go to the rim. He gets contact, no call. It's all ball for Penn State, and they come up with a loose ball. Crowd is ecstatic as Jones Jr. catches a ball that went off, it looked like 4 or 5 hands. Bouncing around in the air.
Briefly turned into a pinball game.
Really did. Lamar Stevens right in front of Chambers on the far side wing. One-on-one against Oturu. Fakes the spin. Now leaves it for Dredd. Dredd, the three-pointer. Dredd for three from the far wing. Penn State leads by 9, and Minnesota calls a timeout with 3:13 to go. Dredd has struggled today, just 2 for 8 from the field, but a clutch three-pointer when Penn State really needed it. 77-68. We'll step aside for a moment. But a great ending coming up here at the Bryce Jordan Center. More Penn State basketball on Comm Radio after these messages.